According to Wasatch County School District Communications Director John Moss, it's difficult to attract and retain teachers. In order to be more competitive, they plan to raise starting wages from $41,400 to $43,000 per year.
And Park City is at $50,700, and several school districts on the Wasatch Front are starting their first-year teachers at $50,000. We draw all from that same pool. And so in order to get competitive and be able to attract some of the better teachers to our district, we need to raise the teachers' salaries. And that's what the Truth in Taxation hearing this week is for.
The legislature drops the property tax rate each year, but Moss says they'll propose that the school district holds the property tax rate steady in order to generate more income to pass on to the teachers. He says their teachers could drive 15 miles to Park City and make $7,000 more.
And Park City has industry over there with the ski resorts that we don't have here. The majority of our salaries comes from local taxpayers and not from business, although business, of course, do pay their share of the taxes as well. But it's not like we have an industry here in our valley that is going to generate tax income for us.
Due to the legislature reducing the tax rate, some property owners in Wasatch County will see their overall tax bill go down this year if their valuations have not changed.
Everyone's total tax bill will drop if they weren't reassessed this year, even though they'll be paying the school district a little bit more. The property tax rate goes out to 13 different entities. There are a lot of, and some of those are dropping and not being raised.
A study session is scheduled for 5 p.m. They plan to put a $150 million school bond initiative on the ballot in November and will be discussing and voting on that decision on Thursday. If the bond passes, it would pay for an additional high school in Heber and would replace an aging elementary school in Midway. The Wasatch Board of Education will meet at the school district offices on Thursday at 101 East 200 North in Heber City. There's a study session beginning at 5. The Truth in Taxation hearing starts at 6:30. After public input on the tax increase, the school board will discuss and vote on the bond initiative. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.